Hello, everybody. You are listening to the latest edition of the Scooter Diaries, and I am your host, the Laughing Buddha. Thanks for joining me. So, wow, can you believe it? January 10th already. This is the day that I'm recording this little show, and I can't believe how quickly time is going by. So, just a kind of a little update of what's been going on this past weekend. I decided that, it was the epiphany and it was enough of Christmas. So I took down my tree and packed up all of my decorations and put Christmas in the basement for another year, which, you know, it's not a bad place for Christmas in the basement. Speaking of which, I should tell you about my basement and my plans for that, but we'll have to wait for another show to talk about that. So I packed up Christmas, and then I had a little gathering that was taking place where there was a Downton Abbey Season 2, Episode 1 of the Downton Abbey series from the BBC, and which is unusual. So I'm going to be talking maybe a little bit about spoilers, so you might want to tune out for a few minutes, and I'll be back after this.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Well, I hope you grabbed a snack and settle in. You know, this is the first time that I've actually gone to a viewing party for Downton Abbey. You know, we in the age of Netflix and online streaming and Hulu Plus and all of that stuff, I have not actually had to be beholden to broadcast television in quite some time. I have to say it feels kind of weird. First of all, I really consider Sunday nights kind of sacrosanct in my world. That's kind of the evening that I take and I jealously guard for myself. So actually planning on going out on a Sunday night to attend an event like that is a little unusual. So Downton Abbey, if you haven't been watching this little show, I really do suggest you check it out. It's some of the best television that I think that is happening right now, but then again, I have strange and weird tastes. I consider Downton Abbey kind of British soap opera for nerds, and I have to say that I fall soundly into that camp of being a nerd, and I'm really enjoying the series. However, there is one character that I wanted to talk about today, and that's the character of Thomas. Now, Thomas in season one is an underfootman, and he basically has a dalliance with a lord and somebody from the gentry who is male, and we find out that he is a gay character. Now, this series takes place in early 20th century England in 1916, right after the Titanic sank. And, so we have this character who really is, if you just take him as he is just a despicable character. He does some really awful things to some of the other servants in the household, and he's a thorn in the side, and he plans very despicable things with one of the other maids, the lady maid for Lady Grantham, who is another character in the series. So You know, you have this despicable character, and you find out that he has had this relationship with one of the gentlemen in the British aristocracy. And so you have this stratification of class that, of course, is a problem at this time in history where, you know, class is starting to blur. You know, people are wanting to kind of work outside of those social modes of being and class and stratification. And the world is changing. This is right on the cusp of World War I. I'm watching the development of this character because there is something about, you know, in season two, in this first episode, we do see that we are going to have to deal with his sexuality again. This is a plot point. Now, the reason why I am watching this closely is because a lot of times the character, a gay character in a novel or a story, will be kind of depicted as, you know, the villain. He's, you know, he ends up being, you know, the serial killer or someone who is deranged or disordered or isolated. And so I'm really watching the development of this character closely because I really would like to see the writers of this series do something different with this character. And so I'm watching that very closely. But I have to say, I'm really enjoying this series, and having a little viewing party was kind of fun and a little bit different. Now, I'm not exactly sure how I'm going to catch the rest of the episodes. I have to check out the alternate broadcast times in my area. It is broadcast on TPT Channel 2, KTCA, here in the Twin Cities. And I know sometimes I have trouble getting the signal since I don't have cable, and I certainly don't want to get it just simply because of this one little series. So that's what's been going on this week. I did want to offer a couple of shout-outs, especially to Mark in Canada. Thanks so much, Mark, for using my little message on one of your recent programs. That was kind of surreal for me. I was stepping off of the bus, and suddenly I heard the sound of my own voice, and I remember recording that little call for Mark, and I was like going, wait, is my phone being weird? Did I store it somehow? So that was kind of fun. So Mark, I certainly don't mind. Thanks. I'm very flattered for that. I also wanted to give another shout out to George in Atlanta. He is doing a podcast, and you can find him online as well at, I believe it's georgeinatlanta.com. He does a program every now and again. It's called Radio George, and I am just enjoying the heck out of it. So you should check that out too. So also, Faye Driver, I'm glad that the CD arrived safely and that you're enjoying that. It was my pleasure to put that together for you. So, well, as you can see, I decided to pull the trigger on upgrading my account with Audioboo. So hopefully as we go along, we'll have a few longer shows, some different things. I have some ideas that I'd like to share with you. So I want to thank you for listening. And you can write to me at thescooterdiaries@gmail.com, or you can also leave a comment on my website, which is laughingbuddha.blogspot.com. And that's LaughingBuddha. And so thanks again for listening. I do appreciate it. I hope you're having a fabulous January. And until next time, take care.